For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today, Michigan officially begins the largest headcount in its history. The 2020 census campaign is a partnership between the state, the U.S. Census Bureau, and the Michigan Nonprofit Association. I sat down recently with Michigan statewide 2020 Census Director Carrie Ebersole-Singh to find out what people can expect this year.
The 2020 census will be very convenient. Okay, keep in mind, it's less than 10 questions. It's actually 9 questions, and you can fill it out online, through the mail, or through the phone. So you have 3 venues where you can fill out and complete your census form. I would also mention the door-to-door operation, the largest peacetime operation our country embarks upon. They will hit the streets in May. So if you don't want your dogs to bark or your dinner to be disturbed, please fill out that census form before the end of April.
How soon can people access the census form online?
It's actually March 12th. The online form will go live. Somewhere between March 12th and 20th, folks will get their first invitation to fill out and complete the census form.
You often hear about concerns on a national level about undercounting, about particular groups, minorities, or just underserved populations that miss being counted. Has that happened historically in Michigan? And what are we trying to do to prevent that?
Yes. Traditionally, hard-to-count communities include immigrants, communities of color where English is not their first language. Kids under 5 is another large constituency that's undercounted. So those are key people and constituencies we'll be focusing our outreach around the state. But I would also reference that we have some national research from the U.S. Census Bureau that shows that there's been a sharp decline since the 2010 census. We are looking at about 18% fewer people that feel comfortable in filling out their census form this year in 2020.
Do we know why that is?
There's a few reasons. One, folks don't understand what does the census mean to them. This funds Medicaid, Medicare, nutrition programs for seniors and kids, literacy programs in our schools, school lunch programs. This has a huge impact to our communities and touches every facet of our life. The second is distrust of government and fear of repercussions. And that is something also real that we want to ensure folks that when you fill out your census form, that information is confidential. It's not shared with any other government agency or individual. You probably have more information on social media than you do that is asked on the census form.
And I know this may be a question above your pay grade, Carrie. How do we keep politics out of the census? How do we keep political gamesmanship and leverage out of this process?
Well, that's what I think one of the greatest pieces of this work, especially in our state, in Michigan, is it's bipartisan. Okay, so we have a bipartisan committee that is working on this. This is an all hands on deck moment for Michigan. Everyone realizes this is important, not only to some of the programs we've already highlighted through our discussion, this is also our voice in Washington, D.C. So congressional seats are allocated based on our total population. In 2010, we lost a seat. We don't want to be in the same situation.
From what I'm reading, it is very likely that we will lose a seat in Congress, and that Michigan has lost a seat pretty much every decade since 1970. We had 19 congressional seats in 1970. Yeah. We have 14, and it looks like we're on our way to 13 now.
Yeah, it's definitely projected that we could lose a congressional seat, but there's a lot of dominoes we don't have in our control. The only thing we can control is how we engage every resident in the state to fill out their census form. That's what we have to stay focused on.
So, Carrie, on Wednesday, you're officially announcing the kickoff of the census in Michigan. Please once again remind us of the timeline.
Yes, absolutely. So March 12th is when the online form goes live, and you will soon receive a piece of mail from the U.S. Census Bureau to ask you to fill out your census form. April 1st is the National Census Day, and they stop counting at the end of July. So you will be hearing more and more as those dates get closer.
Carrie Ebersole-Singh is the Michigan statewide 2020 Census Director. We've been talking about the upcoming count for this year. Carrie, thanks so much for your time.
Happy, Kevin. Thank you.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.